Hi, this is a dictation for Prince Allen, PRINCEALEEN, date of birth 12-20-2000. Date of accident is 11-3-2024. Date of service is 2-18-2025. This is a new patient visit. The patient reports of the following chief complaint. He is suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. Left side of the neck, right lower chest, numbness, tingling of the right hand, and pain in the right knee as the chief symptoms, besides headache and dizziness. History of automobile accident. The patient reported that he was involved in an automobile accident on 11-3-2024 at between 10 and 11 o'clock at night. And there were four people in the car, and it was an Uber car. No one died in this accident, and the patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the left. While in a Ford Focus car, and they were in Detroit on some street at a red light where they were stopped and was rear-ended at a moderately high speed. The patient do not remember the car that hit them, but approximately 50 miles an hour, and their car was stopped on a red light and just was mobile after the light turned green, but not on a high speed, around 15 to 20 miles. Patient was wearing seatbelt. Airbags had not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. There was a hit and run accident. Police did come at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. The damage to their car was to the back bumper, trunk, the brake light. However, no window glass broke. No damage to the inside structures like seatbelt, steering wheel, dashboard, etc. Patient doesn't know if the car was total. Regarding the injury, patients report that he hit the seat in front very hard with his face and chest, as well as the right knee banged into the seat in front. He experienced whiplash to the neck, but he did not lose consciousness. He was not taken to any emergency room after the accident. He did not go to any emergency room. History of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from following symptoms. One is headache. Headaches are present 5 or 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are 1 or 2 times per day. And they can last up to 1 to 2 hours. They are mostly in the front. They are front of the head as well as to the right temple. Moderate to severe, off and on. Sensitive to light, not sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. In the additional symptoms, TBI patient is suffering from dizziness. However, he denies any ringing in the ear, buzzing in the ear. No vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures are reported. No confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory, forgetfulness is reported. No balance problem, and no nausea, vomiting, seizures, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field are reported. The taste and smell and PNG are okay. No weakness, lightheadedness, lethargy is reported. No sudden anesthesia. The patient has some numbness and tingling of both hands, especially third, fourth, and fifth finger. And he is limping with the right leg due to the pain in the right knee. But the light difficulty walking, can walk up to 1 or 2 blocks, though. Without pain, he can sit for half an hour and stand not at all due to the pain in the knee. He is reporting difficulty walking, fatigue, sleep disturbance of 4 to 5 hours only, and depression. The patient does report a previous accident in 2022. The case is closed where nobody was pursued. Now, regarding the pain syndrome, patient report that he's suffering from pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back almost continuously, as throbbing, sharp, aching. 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7. The neck pain is not described as shooting down as radiculopathy. However, patient does have a numbness and tingling of the right hand, mostly in third and fourth finger. While some pain in the shoulder is described on the right side, and patient is able to lift his arms in normal abduction and forward flexion, though no deficits are noticed except his abduction is possible up to 180 degrees. And no chest pain is reported, but some pain in the right lower part of the chest is reported. Neck pain is 5, lower back and middle back is 7. No radiation to the lower extremities is reported by the patient. There is a pain in the right knee. And patient reports that he has some pain in the toes on the right foot. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, bending, coughing, and improved by nothing. The pain medication. Patient has been provided with CT scanner according to him. He has additional muscle weakness of the right arm, along with numbness, tingling, pins in it of the right arm. No bladder or bowel incontinence is reported. Once again, regarding past treatment, patient did not go to any emergency room. Patient has been to Michigan pain specialist in Royal Oak for 3 days and saw 5 to 6 visits over 3 months, but no other doctor he has seen, no injections have been provided, no procedures have been provided. Physical therapy has been done 3 times per week. At Water Autogy, and so far 35 visits have been done, which is not helping. He's 10% better. He's never done any chiropractic treatment, which helped him a little bit. Please review the records for system review, past surgical history, allergies, family history, current employment status, relationship status, disability, legal history, and personal history, and ADLs. In the physical examination, please mention blood pressure 143 over 110, pulse 56, pulse ox is 100, height is 6 feet and a half, while weight is 150. This is a 24-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, choelonychia. Patient is operative. Hydration is good. And no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient does not appear overtly anxious or lethargic. And he has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with some limping on the right leg due to the pain in the right knee. But he's not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam will come from the template. Neurological examination, psychiatric, normal, gait is abnormal, pentalgic, and limping on the right leg. Musculature examination, is a severe spasm of the right quadratus lumborum muscle and severe spasm of paravertebral muscles bilaterally, L1 to L5, pituitary points. Also, the spine is tender at C6, 7, and T1, T4, 5, and 6, and L3, 4, 5. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection. The entire spine is normal curvature and alignment, no scars. On palpation, no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal. No pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness, T6, 7, and T1. T4 and 5 and 6, L3, 4 and 5. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 bilaterally with trigger points. Quadratus lumbar muscles on the right side is in spasm. Severe hypertonicity of tubulars. Range of motion of the cervical spine is forward flexion 40. Tension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40. Bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. Tension is 15. Bilateral side flexion 15. Bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension is not painful. In the maneuvers for cervical spine, it notice that the patient has a positive Sperling sign, negative Hoffman sign, positive Lermit test. Destruction test and Soto-Hall test are negative. In thoracic spine, the Roos test, Slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Bridges Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Camp test is positive. Breger test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. SI joint bilaterally are found to be tender with positive distraction test, favor test, positive iliac compression, and distraction test. And in the extremities, except for the right shoulder, right knee, and right hand, and also possibly left elbow, rest of the extremities are completely normal. This is the template to type it. Examination of the right shoulder, on inspection, there are no tender points, and any swelling or fracture dislocations are noticed. No contusions are noticed, no lacerations. The shoulder appears completely normal on appearance and palpation. The range of motions are normal at 180 degrees. Muscle strength is normal. And the Hawken Kennedy test, empty beer can test, near test, speed test are negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Examination of the right hand do not really show any positive Tinel sign, Allen sign. And no tendonitis. Our inflamed tendon is observed, wrist is, grip is normal, and the patient has no deficit, normal hand without any swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer wound, no atrophy problem. Motor power normal, sensation normal, reflexes are normal. In the examination of the right knee, it is found that the patient has a tenderness in the medial and lateral collateral ligaments. Peripatellar tenderness is noticed. However, there are no swelling or asymmetry or crepitus grinding noise. Range of motion is completely normal at 140 degrees of flexion. The pain level is around 6 in general. But the collateral ligaments are not torn. ACL, PCL is not seeming like torn. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray standing. Patellar apprehension positive. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 XXT. TNS R51 R42 F41.1 S06.301A PNS M79.2 Muscles M60.1 M79.1 Right shoulder M35.511 and G56.01, right knee M25.561, cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M53.82, M54.02, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, M54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. SI joint, M46.1, M99.04, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient did not bring his ID and his information, so medications have not been provided. And physical therapy has not been provided today. He'll be coming, returning back with all the information so that he can be provided with all of those. And they are on hold for 15 days. No narcotic analgesics is provided. And non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. None of them are existing. Interventional pain procedures are not being recommended right now. Or surgical options, neuropsych, none. Standard care caseworker, none. Past medical records are being ordered released from previous providers. Investigations, no new investigations being added at this time. DME, patient has been provided with an order for back brace, neck brace. Education is yes. Disability, patient is found disabled to work. Follow visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.